The Steve Gruber Show on MTN.
Sailing in between the land, the enemy. Confusion never dawned, 'cause frame of mind tells me that I am free.
Welcome back to it on a free-for-all Friday. Live from Lake Michigan, it's where we wanted to be today. We wanted to embrace Michigan halfway through the summer now and talk about all the great things we have to offer here in Michigan and the economy that's booming and the opportunities that are booming and the jobs that are available as the economy continues to come back. Ever since the president signed the tax reductions in 2017 in December, it just seems that everything has really begun to click very, very well. And we're just so proud of everything that's going on. My next guest here has been part of the administration, American politician, author, former neurosurgeon, serving as the 17th and current United States Secretary of Housing and Urban Development in that job since 2017. That, of course, Dr. Ben Carson. Doctor, welcome back.
Thank you. Always good to be with you.
Glad to have you here. You've been in Michigan here this week and had some important announcements as you continue in this position. Tell us about this announcement you made and this this big announcement on this grant that you made here in Michigan.
Yeah, well, we have a Choice Neighborhoods program in which we try to do major redevelopments and take federal funds, have them leveraged locally to be able to affect very major changes. So I made that announcement of the five communities yesterday, and Flint being one of the five. And, you know, these are the kinds of things, public-private partnerships, that are working so well. It's one of the things that's been effective there in Detroit at the Mariner, where I was yesterday, where homeless men are brought in. And there's a lot of volunteer efforts, a right. lot of private sector, a lot of faith-based organizations that come in and greatly multiply the federal dollars that are given to help put these unfortunate individuals back on the right track.
And, you know, you talk about Flint. Obviously, Flint's been in the headlines for all the wrong reasons for a period of time, Doctor. And so you have an opportunity to put Flint in the spotlight, I guess, for a very good reason this time around.
Yeah, well, you know, they've had a very difficult time and yet have been so resilient. And, you know, they have not given up. A lot of people would have said, poor me, I'm the victim. But, you know, they've been working very hard. The mayor's been working hard, the city council. And the plan that they came up with, you know, it was in competition with a lot of communities across the country, believe me, who want these grants. But,
sure.
You know, they did their homework and they put together something that was really effective and that will have long-term beneficial consequences for the whole area.
Now, as you came in as the 17th Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, you were fairly straightforward about there were concerns, changes that needed to be made. How do you feel you've been progressing in that area in changing the culture, changing the things that HUD is doing, being able to help communities like Flint? Have you made progress?
Oh, we've made enormous progress. You know, the first 5 months I was there by myself, no assistant secretaries or deputies, but you know, now, you know, we're getting people in place. We've got a CFO for the first time in 8.5 years. Now, can you imagine, you know, a multi-billion-dollar agency not having a CFO? Well, of course, when he came in and looked at things, he said, we would have never taken you as a client in the private section. But, you know, we're fixing all that now. it's making a huge difference, changing the culture. And the biggest change, of course, is that instead of focusing on houses, apartments, and programs, we're focusing on people. You know, how do we get people out of poverty? I don't think it's acceptable to leave people in a dependent situation, not just for years, but for generations. It doesn't make any sense. And these people are valuable resources
for our
nation.
No, it's a generational problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as you focus on people and you take those resources and put it where it belongs, which is helping people break that dependence, which is what you talked about when you first took that job and how important it is. And I think that you're on the right track here, obviously.
Exactly.
So are you optimistic then that, you know, you've moved the needle?
I'm extremely optimistic. We're seeing just tremendous responses across the nation. And, you know, I try to actually get out to the various communities. And, you know, people are so shocked when they hear what we're actually doing because, you know, if you listen to a lot of the media, you would think we were the devil incarnate. But, you know, when people actually have a chance to yeah. see what we're doing, they get very enthusiastic.
Well, of course they would, because they're seeing something different because your approach is different. I mean, you're not following the same tired trail that has been worn in the past that didn't take us anywhere.
Right. And also, you know, we're,
another fair question would be
possible,
though.
Yeah, it's possible to be both compassionate and fiscally responsible. You know, I was talking to one of the congressmen earlier this week, and about the partisan divide that is really hurting our country. He said the only thing that Democrats and Republicans seem to be agreeing on is that they should kick the can down the road when it comes to fiscal responsibility. But, you know, it's something that really concerns me, because if we continue to accumulate debt at the rate that we're doing it right now, by the year 2048, every penny the government takes in will go to service the debt. There'll be no money for any program. There'll be no money for the military. We will be gone. We'll be broke. And, you know, why wait until that's upon us and the crisis has occurred? And that's something that, you know, the president fully understands. The reason he signed the budget this year is because the military was in such bad shape, and it put us in great jeopardy. But it's not going to happen in the future, and people are just going to have to buck up and recognize that we have a responsibility to the next generation and the generation after that. And it was Thomas Jefferson who said it's immoral to steal from the next generation. That's what we're doing.